We lit live. This is WPPC Chicago. Yeah. 77.3, your hottest digital station.
Now in digital HD sound.
What's going on, people? How you guys doing out there today? I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Chicago 77.3, the best place to be at on any day, really. How you guys doing? I'm doing blessed, like I told you guys before, and highly favored. I want to let you guys know, Houston, too much stuff is going on right now. We had the rodeo, 50. I don't know why you're still doing your thing. You said you hit the last time you said it was the last time. Let it be the last time. Bumby, Tuesday. Who has a concert that big on a Tuesday? So, and the rodeo in period, I'm done. I am done with your traffic. I thought Chicago traffic was bad. I've been in California. No, this traffic is insane. But with all that being said, man, I got two very special guests into the building, and I really like a person who is on the rise, on the move, and somebody that says, hey, you know what, man? I'm going to take a leap of faith on myself and go out there. And let's go ahead and go introduce yourself real quick.
My name is Nigel Robinson. I'm CEO of my company, Nigel B. Drummond.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
All right.
Hey, who else we got here?
I'm Liz Robinson. I'm the momager of Nigel B. Drummond.
Hey, shout out to Miles, man. Shout out. All right, so let's go ahead and get with the nitty gritty. So now, how did this all become? Well, let me ask you this. One, who is Nigel?
So Nigel is born out of Houston, Texas, in December 2nd, 2003.
Okay.
And when I was 3 years old, my family noticed that I was beating on tables and cups and napkin compartments until my grandmother was like, I think we should get him his drum set.
Okay.
And so they got me my first drum set, and I started learning how the drums work and how they sounded and what the difference in the drums were.
Yeah.
And then years later, my father decided to get me a real drum set.
Okay.
And so while I was building my skill on the set, my mom put me in drum lessons so I could learn
how
so I can learn how to read music and learn how to read music and learn how to play songs and also build my skill.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up, man. I you know what? I like anybody. I think like when we go on like band, and especially in this day of age, I think people who I've noticed who have been in band have very faceted ways of learning. Because if you can learn like something like a drum pattern and keep that in sync at 3 or 4 minutes long a song, that shows the dedication, man. And a lot of people don't realize that. To be in sync with, because you're the heartbeat. You're the heartbeat of the band. So to be in sync like that, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. So were you always kind of musically inclined like that?
Always.
Okay.
Always. And then middle school, I joined 8th grade percussion.
Okay.
And was playing different kinds of instruments.
Okay.
Until I joined the high school drum line and became lead snare drummer.
Hey, man. That's what's up.
Then college, I was offered a band scholarship to play on the PVAMU Martin Storm drum line.
Oh, man. Let me find out. Hey, that's what it's up, man. Now, let me ask you this. Now, growing up, who, like, as far as musically, like, who were you listening to percussion-wise?
The drummer I watch, his name is Eric Moore.
Okay.
One of the greatest drummers I've ever seen. Like, if you look him up, like, he's, like, really fast on a drum set.
Yeah, okay.
And he can put all kinds of rudiments together and just can really, like, play him really fast.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm very, like, inspired by him.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. When did your love for music start? When do you think that started?
Really, it started when I was in middle school.
Okay.
Like, when I was in middle school, I was a good drummer, but I, like, wasn't where I was today.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as I started really getting into music, into my craft, then I decided, you know, I really want to be a professional drummer.
Yeah. Okay.
And was really learning, like, about the business side of the music industry and networking with other musicians and joining bands.
Yeah.
And just trying to really learn about the music industry.
Now, do you ever think now, when looking back at it now, let's say you went on a different instrument. Let's say you went on snares. Let's say you went on the whatever you call them.
The quads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say, or even the trumpets. Do you think you would have the same impact you did now?
Oh, yeah. Always.
That's what's up. So that means that it was always in you. Because it was always destined. It was destined, yes. Then. Okay. Mom, let me ask you this. How, as you seeing that, and, you know, you seen him grow from you know, a baby till now, and especially when he got into music, how did that make you feel as he progressed within that?
Oh, without getting emotional, a complete pride. His dad and I are so proud of all that he's accomplished, and even just starting the business, Nigel B. Drummond, that was, you know, built from an idea of a college friend and him having that idea to start the business. They came up with the name, the logo, you know, and so I just kind of help him with the business side, contracts and things of that sort. But to see him thrive and just to see the pride in him doing what he does and loving it as much as he does, especially from where he started, it's just thrilling. It's exciting as a parent.
I think, too, is that when we look back at it, I think we don't realize the little things that grow the longest of ways.
Right.
And I think I'm just going to go on me and that, because I'm a DJ. The reason why I told her, the reason why I started DJing, because I brought people happiness. Mm-hmm. Whenever you drum, how do you feel, and how do you feel that people receive you?
Honestly, when I drum, I feel that joy and that pridefulness. Because when I'm behind the drum set or even just practicing, like, when I go practice, I will pretend like I'm performing somewhere live and with thousands of people.
Yeah.
But when I'm performing, then I'll pretend like I'm at home practicing.
Yeah.
And I just get so much joy out of playing drums.
Yeah.
Just really like to put my own flavor into the beats and just enjoy myself.
I like the fact that you never gave up in a field where so many people just, it's whatever. You really took that and you know, with drums, there's so many places you could take that to. Not just, you know, in like hip hop or anything, but just you could, you know, join another band. You could, you know, do percussion for a song or a video or a movie or something like that. So it's right. So many lanes that you can go into. Mm-hmm. Thus, I want to go ahead and get into the business, as they would say. Standing on business, that's what they're saying right now. How did this all come about, and the thought process of being a owner now?
So, Nigel B. Drummond first started in 2022 when I first went off to college at Prairie View A&M University.
Real.
And I met a friend who was not here with us tonight. His name is Sheldon Scott.
Okay.
I told him that I really wanted to do gigs and wanted to know, like, what I could do to get my name out there.
Real.
And he was like, tell you what, I'm going to build you a website.
Mm.
And he helped me pick out the name and helped me with the logo and helped me build the website. And whereas me, I just took it to the next level.
Yeah.
And okay. Just carried it on.
That's what's up, man. Now, when y'all first kind of came together, what's that conversation like? Hey, do you want to start a business? Is it more of... What do you think about this? Like, how does that conversation come about?
Honestly, it was more about the business.
Yeah.
It was more like, and also sharing my talent with other people.
Yeah.
Because I know getting famous, it takes time and and a lot of work. But me, I'm willing to do all of that to get where I want to be.
Yeah.
And
that's dedication, though. Mm-hmm. Was that instilled in you always as a child?
Always. I get it from my father because he's driven about everything.
Yeah.
And just very focused, and I know that ties into him.
Yeah. That's wonderful, man. So why the name?
Well, Nacho B. Drummond, honestly, it's very eye-catching.
Yeah.
Because Nigel do be drumming. And I couldn't think of any name until Sheldon. He was like, how about Nigel B. Drummond?
Yeah.
Because my middle name is Brown after my grandfather. Okay. So he said, let's do Nigel B. Drummond. And it really fit. Really well.
That's what's up, man. Now, with the logo, when you got the logo and everything, how did all that come about, like deciding colors, theme? How did that all come about?
So I wanted to make the logo. I wanted it to look nice, but also like stand out and catch people's attention.
Bro.
Like, I didn't want it to be too busy.
That was the original?
This is the original.
Yeah, that's the original right there.
And then we just rebranded January of this year, so we changed it up.
This is the new one.
I ain't going to lie to you. I like the simplicity of it. I do like that. Maybe down the line that could be something that you sell. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, 5-year anniversary mark. Hey, yeah. This was the original one.
That's a things that we're doing is talking about merchandising also. And, you know, I know business, but I don't know the music business.
Right.
So, but I know business. So yeah. I can, you know, work things out and talk things out with people. But Nigel always comes with the ideas.
Real. Okay.
Hey, Mom, what about this? What do you think about this? And I'll be like, boy, give me a minute. I'm trying to focus on this over here. You know, but he's just that focused, that driven, and he can already envision himself being on that stage.
I like that. I think too, whenever you reach, a certain plateau, and I think you are smart. And I think because a lot of people, when they start their own businesses, they think, oh, well, I'm just going to just call myself this and that's it. They're not thinking about when you get an LLC that you're going to have to pay to get the LLC.
Yes.
Then on top of that, we're not even talking about, forget W-2s, 1090s, 1099s. If you're making so much X amount of dollars, that has to be accounted for now. Every cent counts.
Yeah.
So now, what was the decision on bringing your mother into the equation? How did that come about, or was he kind of always? Were you guys kind of always there to make sure that he made the right decision?
So my mom, I wanted to give my business side to somebody I could trust and who knew what they were doing, instead of just actually hiring a manager that I really didn't know and. I didn't have the money to hire a manager, so I was just like, I'm just going to use my mom, who knows how to read contracts and knows how to handle business.
Real.
And make sure I get what I need.
Okay.
And that's really it, because when we do go to these gigs, you know, I'm the contract person. I'm the business person. Okay, did you get your money? Make sure you get this deposit. You know, making sure that people are following through with what they said they were going to do.
Right.
And so that he can focus on the gig itself and I can focus on the business side.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about.
And then it becomes like a you're the creator and you're the business. Sometimes the person who knows your patterns more better than your mom, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she knows your patterns versus I would even say sometimes, you know, I know I go on my baby mom, but she knows my patterns. You want somebody in there that knows not just you, but your patterns, your mannerisms. So when she sees things that, hey, yo, man, like, I know you would go for this, but hold on.
Yeah.
Right, let me talk to you real
that
quick.
That is me. Right. Yeah. That is me. I am that person. No, Nigel, I don't think that's going to work. Or I'll be like, you know, you remember you have this on this day. You know, I'm keeping up with his schedule and making sure that he doesn't double book or commit to something that he can't deliver.
Real. So, So now, what is the emphasis on the actual business? Or what are you selling something? Is it are you giving lessons? Like, what is the emphasis on the business?
So Nigel B. Drummond, I'm a gig business. I provide drum services for all kinds of events. Like, I did a beauty pageant, a wedding, and a restaurant.
Okay.
And so they'll reach out to me on the platform called Gig Salad, and they'll say, hey, we need you for this event, for this time.
Okay.
And then I will quote them a price and have the contract ready.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, whenever you do that, and when you come and they book you and stuff, what are you actually doing? I know what you do, but I want you to dive in for the listener and everything.
So when I call them, I have her on the side.
Okay.
Because she's like, when you get a call, just have me right there so I can hear the conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I tell them, like, the price and ask them what they want me to play and where everything is happening. And then she'll step in and tell them about the contracts and when she's going to send it to them, which is the business side of Nigel B. Drummond.
Okay.
So it's really about what they want. Mm-hmm. If the people come, like, for the beauty pageant, they wanted somebody who was going to do High School Musical. It was like a High School Musical theme. And they wanted a drummer.
Okay.
And so he was like front and center at the middle of the stage.
Okay.
And that's what they wanted. And so they ended up hiring him for multiple days because they liked him so much.
Wow.
And so that has been one of the events that we had. And then the wedding was, they had a specific song that they wanted him to play. So he will have to learn the song. Or sometimes he'll already know the song, but he'll have to learn the song in preparation for the event.
Right.
Okay. That makes that. And so now it's like you're basically doing these ceremonies, gigs in general, and everything. Let me ask you this: when it comes to trademarking, because you know every drummer has their own situation, their own thing. How do you figure out you even have a signature, and then two, how do you trademark it?
We hadn't even got that far
yet. Yeah, we're not there yet, but we're going to get there.
I believe it. Yeah, we're definitely going to get there. We're trying to, our primary goal as his parents is we want him to still get an education.
Okay.
So he is planning to go back to Prairie View in the fall. But we want him to get that education because we always tell him it's okay to have a passion, but you got to have a job. because you got to be able to pay for the passion.
Exactly.
And if the passion bypasses the job, then okay, fine. But we want him to get an education. He has two educated parents. We want him to get that.
That's real.
So he will go back and do that. And all while he's still continuing to, you know, do the business on the side. When people need him to, he can drive up and, you know, do a gig or
that's
something.
That's what's up.
That'll pay for some groceries, right?
Yeah. That'll pay for something. You remind me of kind of like me when I was on, like, Gigmaster, Thumbtack. Gig Salad. I was even on Gig Salad for a little bit. And you know, when you're self-employed or you're a self-contractor, the thing I run into, a lot of people don't realize about your time, or about taking you. Not when I say not you, but the actual business area. I know a DJ for me. A lot of people just think just because I'm a DJ, I'm supposed to know every single song, and even when you're doing it drunk, lady, I don't know your song.
Yeah.
Right.
Please get away from me. So, but you know, they think you know to every single thing, and then they want to either pay you crumbs or pay you less than your worth.
Right.
So, how do you go about one knowing your worth and what the price for something like that, and then making sure that you enforce it as well?
I'm the enforcer.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to answer that if you don't mind.
That's fine.
But most of the time it's centered around hours, and because we got burned. We learned the hard way in a couple of scenarios.
Yeah.
By which someone had us to come out, and they said, we want you to play. So we're thinking, okay, show's next day, this and that. We didn't take a deposit.
Mm.
That's where we learned our lesson. We didn't take our deposit.
Yeah.
And so we ended up losing that money at the same time they kicked him off of the gig.
Wow. On the same day the gig was happening.
So we learned that lesson, and I was like, okay, revamping contract.
Yeah.
And to your point, you know, getting what he's worth and making sure that the hours match the time that he's going to put in.
Yeah.
And that includes learning the song, rehearsal, and all of that. That is included in the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because time. Because, you know, we can get back money. We can get back material things. Mm-hmm. We can't get back your time.
Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's, you know, I feel for you guys because there's been a lot of times when you go out to these gigs. And some of these gigs, they're not around the block. They're like four.
Yeah, that wedding one wasn't close.
Hours. It was like an hour away.
But they were great. They did what they were supposed to do.
So. Yeah. And one thing, people, if you don't leave a deposit, it's like it never happened. You can tell me all day long, oh, yeah, I'm going to book you, I'm going to give you this, but you don't leave down deposits for that. That's for me to make sure that the date is blocked and I'll be there. Now, the other thing, when I get there, I need that.
I need the rest of my money.
Yeah, I need and not later, people. Yeah, not later. Yeah. I need it now.
Not later, exactly.
But I like that the fact that you're learning that, you know, as you go, you grow. And I think, too, is that I like the fact that I never met a solo drummer. I met a you know, pianist or a violinist, but drummer. And I think I commend you so much on that because that's almost everyday thing is right next to the DJ because the drummer is kind of like
the
beaky.
The heart to the song.
Yeah, the heart to the song. So I commend you on that. On saying, hey, I take pride in myself. And I'm wanting to go out there, and this is who I am. And all the great drummers do it. So I can only imagine in 5 years where you're going to be at, man.
So, thank you, man.
So now, you mentioned the scholarship.
Oh, yeah, the scholarship. So 2021 in November, I went up to Prairie View A&M to try out for the drum line.
Okay.
And they gave me the music. They were asking if I could read the music, and I told them yes. And they handed me the sheet. I looked over it a little bit, and then I just started playing. It didn't take me seconds just to catch on.
Hey, yeah, man.
Because drums, I pick up pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ran out to my parents. They were like, we want them.
Wow.
They wanted me.
Is it like, it's kind of like the drum line when Nick Cannon was in it? Is it kind of like that? I don't know.
Well,
that's his favorite movie.
Nah, Nick Cannon, he was actually kind of cocky and didn't know how to read
music. Okay, yeah, he didn't. Nick, he didn't.
Like, he can play a snare, but he didn't know how to read music.
Okay. So, and I guess let's kind of take it back to the basics. How important is to knowing how to read your music and understanding notes?
It's very important to anything. Because, say, if somebody hires you, they're like, hey, we want you to read this music, and you don't know how to read, then they're not going to want to hire you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to read.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you're right about that, people. And understanding bar structure, too. Right. Like, you know, like a lot of people, like, because I make beats, and when you understand about bar structure, you understand, okay, well, this is 1, 2, 3, boom. 1, 2, 3,
right.
Boom. So you understand how the song is supposed to go and how it's just all supposed to correlate with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once you guys got the business going, so now where do we want to go with this? Like, of course, you're always going to drum.
Right.
But where do we want to grow? Are we growing this as a empire where now I'm putting on other drummers to other situations? Or is it kind of just shining your light in your journey?
Oh, it's It's just for me.
Hey, I ain't mad at that. Not mad at that.
For me to go to the next level.
Hey, man. Hey, give him the horns for that. I'm trying to get all my coins, y'all. I need all of them, man.
Well, and I also think it has to do with, you know, all different avenues, right? Mm-hmm. Not just Nigel B. Drummond, but, you know, he's part of a production company.
Yeah.
You know, so just making sure that, you know, he's plugged into different, and networking.
Yeah.
Networking is going to be key to his success.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We learned that last night at an event we went to. We got to start getting out there and really meeting some musicians.
Well, hey, marketing wise, how do you promote something like that? Of course, yeah, you know, the people like avenues like Gigmaster, but how do you promote that to the average person that, you know, let's say their daughter's graduating and you want a special song? How do you promote that to them?
Social media. And not just social media, but also TikTok, and I'm all over Google, so you put in Nigel B. Drummond, I'll come up on Gig Salad.
Okay.
And there's also other platforms that I'm on. It's Yelp, Gig Heaven.
All of those sites where they say they need musicians.
Yeah,
he's on all of those sites.
Like, you type in Nigel B. Drummond, boom, I'll come up just like that.
And we have people to put in reviews on Gig Salad.
Okay.
And that's what makes him come up as the top drummer.
I get that. Okay.
So if they book him through Gig Salad, we will ask them to do a review. And then he'll come up as the top drummer.
Right.
I use Gig Master a lot. And Gig Master has always been really good for me as far as reviews. Reviews are just as much as getting paid, because that it helps. You know, whether it's good or bad, I guess. You should have told me, lady, I'm sorry. But I do think when, you know, in the state of the internet right now, SEO is everything. Making sure a strong online presence is everything, man. When people go to your Instagram or your site or whatever you're posting on, What are you posting, like little snippets of you drumming and stuff?
I post that, websites, upcoming events, everything.
Okay. Hey, that's what it is, man. How have your family has taken? Because I know that now you're doing your thing, man. How do you feel that you're starting your own business? How do you, when you're looking at them, how do you think they feel?
I even just can tell that they're really proud of me.
It's an understatement. It's an understatement. Because I think when my daughter wanted to do music, and we were kind of like, you can't make money doing that. And then after a while, it was just like, you know what? Whatever makes you proud of, you know, and what makes you happy. And if you can ultimately, you know, make money doing it, then, you know, just go for it. And he's definitely way more driven. Way more.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really think for me, I think that, you know, DJing has always been a passion. I really wanted to go out there and make myself, you know, because it's happy. Right. And when you come into a place where you're happy and you're making money, that's a cool place to be.
Right.
I commend you on that, man. I really do. And just something that, you know, I look back and could I have kids, ownership is everything. Mm-hmm. Ownership, especially in this day of age, because you don't know. Mm-hmm. Because a job, let's say you work at a big law firm, they can let you go at any time. Mm-hmm. And you could be there for 20 years and they pat you on the back and say, hey, appreciate you. Yeah, it was a good run. No 401k, nothing. Just, hey. I'll send you a Christmas card. You know what I'm saying? And you know, being an owner is it's passed down. And so when we talk about generational wealth, that's one of the key avenues right there, is to leave something behind that, you know, your kids and their kids. And you know, you can just by you doing this, it's going to create so many generational wealth, you know, into your family and everything, man. Right, so that's a beautiful thing. So keep doing that, man.
Thank you.
So what's next? What's any upcoming projects? Anything you got coming up?
Well, Saturday, I have a gig at the restaurant.
Okay.
New merch. So if anybody, you know, wants to come out and meet me personally or hire me, then just come out to New Merch. It's in Webster, Texas. I'll be there from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Hey, okay. By this time, people, it might have been past that. But it's fine because you went there anyway. So now.
And I'll help you there for Father's Day, Mother's Day, and Easter.
So. Okay. Okay.
The address?
The address?
You did throw me off, but I can find that address.
Well, while we find the address, make sure you guys go because you already went there. Remember? Remember, you guys already went there. So.
That part.
So, but while she gets that situated, I do want to say this, man. Keep doing you, man. And just as long as it makes you happy and as long as you practice just doing your drumming every day, man, and just it's a blessing. You know, I always tell people whenever I go DJ, I always smile because that's a blessing that somebody had even took the time to say, hey, I like what you're doing. Yeah. I'm going to pay you because I like so much what you're doing.
Right.
So, just keep doing you, man. So, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's the talent, most definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have the address.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
It's 505 East NASA Parkway in Webster, Texas, 77598.
Okay.
And it is an amazing Indian fusion type restaurant. But yes, it's so good.
Great food.
And, and so they hired him back in
probably October.
They've been having him come back ever since. So.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. I got to come out to one of these shows, man. Like, is it like anybody can come to the public? Or?
Oh, yeah, anybody.
You need to give me. Let me know.
Where can we find you at?
Oh yeah, y'all want to find me and hire me? I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, you name it. All you got to do is put in Nigel B. Drummond and Google, and boom, I'll come up just like that.
Okay, that's what's up.
And so also,
you want to share your uniqueness to your story?
Yes, okay. I really want to share this. So, what really makes this whole thing unique is I have a disability. I have autism.
Mm.
And ever since
first
I was
time we're sharing.
Oh yes. And ever since I was 3 years old, I just loved music and just found comfort around music just anywhere, like restaurants, just anywhere.
That's amazing, man.
And I want the world to know that even if you have a disability or not, you can be anything you want to be.
My God, man.
As long as you put your mind to it.
Man, that's inspiring right there, man. You want to know why? Because my disfigurement and, you know, people would discredit you quick. And, you know, for me, you know, when you go out there and you don't have a care in the world, but you're living you. Right. And that to me, man, that's tremendous right there, man. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it doesn't even matter. You know what? You know it doesn't even matter about the disability. It's just the fact that you could play just as good as anybody else.
Right. That's just people putting that on us. That's just, there's no such thing as a disability. That's
your
absolutely
unique. And then,
actually, we all talent that you were given that was were born with that.
And the reason why we had a conversation about, you know, you have a unique story. Because of all the things that he endured just to get to the point where he could learn to play.
Yeah.
You know, to learn to read music.
That was difficult.
You know, that was difficult. And so, you know, to get him to the point where he was beaten with chopsticks and all of that to now, you know, he can listen to something and boom, he's got it. And he can play it and has a business behind it now.
Yeah, but see, know? And I think that's the beautiful thing is that like anybody can, and it's like there's no excuse. There's no excuses. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like whenever I hear that, it's like I don't even look at disability. I just think he's tapped into another genre that way. Yeah. and everybody has it. Everybody has their thing. And I commend you on that, man, because that could be a real story right there. Because I know for a fact, because I know people in that lane, and they went, it's the journey of it is kind of a process, but once they get there, that's like. When you see a click, that's like the most beautiful thing in the world, man. Tremendous to you, man.
We've been trying to get on Channel 13.
Oprah. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, the world needs, because you can inspire, and you will, and are inspiring.
And that's the goal.
That's really the goal.
Is not just about the business, but to inspire others. So, I've been trying to put this video platform together to, help him to, share, because it was really his decision. I said, do you want to do this or not? Right. We don't have to share it. We just be Nigel B. Drummond. But then I was like, but your story is so amazing about how you even got to a 4-year university. That world, that's not common. It's very just rare. Not common. Yeah. It's very rare.
But so. But I think too is it. That once again, that was his destiny.
Yeah,
that was God. Yeah. God planted that and said, "Hey, yo, man, I'm gonna walk you through the way, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna give you these tools to make sure you get there, man." So, that's amazing, right there, absolutely. Man. He gets an applause for that. Yeah, keep doing that, man.
So, oh man. I get people that ask me questions all the time.
A lot of questions.
About how did you get him to this point? Because I'm relentless when it comes to my kids. My husband is, he would probably not agree that he's worse than me. But I'm relentless when it comes to them. And just making sure that they have everything they need. Making sure he had everything he needed. I was at every school meeting that those people had. Yeah. So if they were talking decisions, I was at the table to make sure I was part of those decisions. But then teaching him.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I think, too, is that when he sees, and growing up, he sees strong decision making mm-hmm. in the household. And it always reverts back to the household mm-hmm. because strong decision making was there. Mm-hmm. He seen the village mm-hmm. and that gave him the net to say, I can, fall.
I can do this.
And well, not fall, but I can, fall, and I know that you'll catch me if there's something there.
Yeah.
And so I think, too, is that that's a beautiful thing when you have that village and you have all that mm-hmm. and the makings of that and God instilling and determination and will and mm-hmm. power and talent. He's going to go for the stars, man. Yeah.
Say that again.
I really mean that. I really mean that we might be looking at a real superstar right here, and I'm not saying might. I really do believe if you went through all that and I can only imagine the process on how it was to get to that, and you can go through anything, man.
Yeah,
you can do it, man. So
didn't you say he was gonna
and you could do it. You could do it without disability, you could do it.
Yeah.
Even without that. So, yeah. I just, that was powerful to me.
I know, but we wanted to save it to the end.
I love it. Let me ask you this, man. What are two things you are grateful for?
Two things that I'm grateful for is to have support just right here by my side. And I know my father, he's in another state, but I know he's proud of all the things that I'm doing. I'm just grateful that I'm able to have people just support me and just to follow my dreams and just let me do me.
Yeah. You are, man. You are. My guy, you is a sign of breath air, man. And we need... And you know what I like? I go off of energy. His energy, a lot of people come in here and I can feel the energy, and a lot of times they're not there, or it just is off. Right. But sometimes when people come in here, when I feel his energy, it's pure. It's good. It's the innocence of like almost of a child. Like there's no bad bone there, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's really rare in this world that we live in today.
It's authentic.
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, side note: are you single? What's going on, man? You ain't got no girl. What's going on?
I'm single.
Hey. Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. How do you find time for you and personal life and then your business life? How do you balance that?
Honestly, I've been just trying to work on myself and take myself out on dates because, you know, for years I've struggled with just trying to find somebody.
Mm.
And especially with the disability, like, that's hard for an autistic kid.
Yeah.
And I used to be kind of socially awkward. Like, I didn't know how to talk to just anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I decided I wanted to get some help with that. And my mother, she helped me with that. Because she doesn't want me to be alone forever.
Yeah.
And she wants me to be happy with somebody. And that's what I want for myself. But in this generation now, it's so hard to find
that. I ain't mad at you, man. A lot of, they don't know how to cook. They're dumb as rocks. Like, they don't know 2 times 2, 2 plus 2. All they know
they
is
don't know how to tell real time on a real clock.
No joke. They're, all right, so I have a clock in my house. I have a clock in my house that, you know, the not the digital, but the one with the
the old school.
Yeah. So she's looking at it. And she's like, well, that's a nice decoration. It moves.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
You need to play something on that pad. Wah, wah.
I think I actually have that. Hold it way on. Please tell me. Okay, we can do with the crickets, man. Yeah,
the crickets will work.
That was the last night I talked to her. Yeah.
Well, you know, social media makes it a little more difficult. Not social media, I'm sorry. Dating websites. And he can't stand those. But
I cannot.
But that's the way of the future, right? That's how people date now. Mm-hmm. But it's just difficult, I think, sometimes. You don't do that authentic meet where you met somebody at the grocery store. You know, and they're not crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. Because now it's become weird to even approach to somebody. Hey, I like the way you look.
Yeah.
You look cool.
Because then they're like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's become the weird thing to do. So, but then a lot of times, like, there's been young cats who come in here, and I'm only 35, but there's a lot of people that come in here, and they're younger. They're like 18, about 18 to 21. They don't know how to talk. And when I mean they don't know how to talk, they can't hold a conversation face to face. They can send me emojis all day long. I don't know what they are.
They got it. See, on the phone. Yeah. Yeah.
But
that's why I always tell him, you need to stop doing this and start having conversations. That's so you'll know who's a truly, like, somebody who you can hold a conversation with.
Right. Yeah.
Get on the phone.
Exactly, man. Mm-hmm. Calling people. It makes the place even more better.
And I'm an in-person type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm old school.
Yeah.
So.
I want to see language. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Body language.
Yeah. Tells everything.
Say your name one more time. Say, well, not your name, but your company's name.
Company is Nigel B. Drummond.
Okay. I want you to get used to saying your name 3 times a gig. The reason why I say that is because whenever I DJed, I introduce myself. Hey, my name is DJ Malone, such and such, and then I'll you know, stop. I'll talk throughout, but three main things in the middle part, if you can. Hi, say your company name. This is that and the third. I hope everybody's having a great time today. I'm gonna keep doing my thing. Your third one, if you have the microphone, but this in conversation, say your name 3 times. At the end of it, hi. My name is your company name. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. It was wonderful for you to have me. The reason why I say that is because in that 3 time, People, I don't know, it's some psyche thing, but if you say your name three times, people will remember the name or at least that memorable moment of the event, and that would be you. So I said, and I challenge you to do that.
Okay.
I know. You know, it's different. You know,
I've never done that before.
But it's funny that you say that because we just had a conversation about
exactly.
I said, Nigel, you need to get that drum on that Bluetooth speaker. So, you know, just say a little something. You know, we did an event at a nursing home, at a skilled nursing, and he didn't talk. And I said, these are people you definitely need to engage a little bit with. So, yeah, we had that conversation. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So now we're going to incorporate that.
Try this three times. It always worked for me. And I know I have the microphone at all times. I'm the DJ. But you know, just get out there. And when you do that, people will take notice of it. I promise you, man. And people are always going to remember the name and stuff. So I appreciate you, man, coming through. This has been a pleasure talking to you, man, and everything. Thank you. One more time for the people in the back. Where can they find you at? Everything, MySpace, Black Planet, everything.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just type in Nigel B. Drummond. And Google,
yeah, spell it because I was in slow classes as a child too, so I was, you know, they put me in adaptive behavior because I was bad, but but either way, let people know, man, spell it out so that way they'll know.
So for Nigel, it's spelled NAIJAL, letter B, and Drummond. So Nigel B. Drummond.
Okay. So Drummond spelt the original way, right?
Right.
Okay, making sure, because people are like, they'll put weird, crazy stuff, man. Now, if they want to book you, how can they go about booking you?
So you can book me through Gig Salad, my Instagram page. It has my website, and you can find me on Gig Heaven and all different kinds of gig platforms.
Okay.
Just Nigel B. Drummond. I will come up automatically.
That's what it is, people. Good ICO, SEO, or whatever they call it in marketing. we do appreciate you, man. Mom, I do. This has just been a pleasure talking with you, and I love the spirits that you have with your son and everything, because it's we need a lot of that, because a lot of moms, and I feel like that's been taken away a little bit because the moms are so much going out, getting the BBLs, all this other stuff. Right. But they're not focusing on little moments. Just, and to me, I feel like that goes a long way. It's the little moments, like when you guys go to the events and you guys are in the car. It's those moments that go the longest way, man.
Yeah, I told him, I said, we spend more time together now than we ever have, even when he was smaller. And he always tells me that he's going to buy his dad and I a house.
That's
what's up. And so I said, my husband said, okay, well, you can buy us a house, but we don't want one in Galveston. We want it in Hawaii.
Okay. Hey. Hawaii we come, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we do appreciate this. Yo, man, this has been a pleasure, Joe. And thank you for gracing me with this, man. People, man, always support the people that I bring up here, because you want to know why? They dope as hell, man. So make sure you guys support, and everything. We're going to go ahead and conclude the interview and stuff. It's the one and only DJ Malone. We signing out. One.
We lit live. This is WPPC Chicago.
Yeah.
77.3, your hottest digital station.
Now in digital HD sound.